It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is September 11th, 2026. That sound familiar to you? That's right. Also known as the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 Islamic terror attacks. What a god-awful day. I'll never forget that day. I was driving down the highway, headed into work, and my little brother called me and told me about it. And then when I arrived to work, we were in an office and we pulled this little TV out of the attic. It had like rabbit ears, you know, and we got all tuned in. And there it was, the towers just smoking. I couldn't believe it. Never forget it. But yeah, almost 3,000 people that day died. And it's just really sad. Darkest day in the history of this country, no doubt. And there's been some dark ones. But also on this day in history, in 2012, Islamist militants attack a U.S. diplomat compound in Benghazi, Libya, killing U.S. Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. And that was intentionally carried out on this day, I believe. So that was another day, ugly day in the history of this country. And there's some people in politics that are tied to that negatively, and I'm not going to bring it up. Not really a political show here. But we'll bring some stuff up if necessary. We can get into it a little bit later, actually. But on a more positive note, this one, let's get into the news. This one from Fox News. O'Charley's, the restaurant, closes all corporate locations nationwide after a 55-year run. God, I remember when that place used to be the big deal. You know, O'Charley's, woo, big, you know. How does that collapse? I don't know how. And like, what else? Like Hooters is pretty much done. Red Lobster is pretty much done. These companies just keep collapsing. Maybe COVID had something to do with it. I don't know. Here's one from Wall Street Journal. $5,000 checks for every American? What to know about Trump's latest promise? All right, so Wall Street Journal is going to say it's flawed, you know. Far left news outlet there. But, you know, who knows? That'd be pretty sweet. I could use, you know, $5,000. That would be great. But yeah, you know, obviously trying to keep the majority of the House and the Senate or whatever so he can keep doing what he's doing. Here's one from Fox News. Innocent woman says police use of flock camera led to 13 days in jail. Can you believe that? Can you imagine? Big shocker, by the way, you know. But can you imagine doing 13 days and being innocent? This girl, she woke up one morning to being arrested. And I don't know. She said she talked to her lawyer that morning. I don't know how he or she got involved that quickly. Maybe the attorney called her and said, hey, the police are looking for you or whatever. I don't know. But her attorney said, yeah, you're going to jail. So she was facing 8 felony charges. She did 13, 13 days in jail, 13 of which were in solitary confinement. And after that, she spent a day in the psych ward. And then eventually got out on bail. And then a couple months later, they dropped all the charges and went and arrested another lady, a different lady. So she had a black SUV. The actual SUV involved in this crash, which unfortunately was the result of two deaths, and that's sad to hear. But this girl had nothing to do with it, so you know this is no good. The actual SUV that was involved in it was maroon. So this girl needs to sue the living hell out of the police department and Flock, because this is a bunch of crap. You all need to fight Flock with everything you have. So that's all I've got to say. It's just, what's next? We're going to have cameras right in front of our house watching us come in and go out of our front door? This is ridiculous. Yeah, bless. I just saw one the other day. I went to the beach. Flock camera right there. Boom. Just recording everybody. Coming and going. Whatever they're doing. It's insane. All right. But on a better note, we end the show with good news. We always do. But before I do that, I just wanted to say we are doing rehearsal runs for the next phase of the show. I promise that. And we are getting there slowly but surely. I have other stuff going on in my life, so it's hard to do everything. But we are doing rehearsals because we're not going to do it until we got everything, all the kinks out of the show. We're having sound difficulties right now. So when that's done, we're going to work on some lighting. But yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be an awesome, it's going to be a big show. I'm convinced and determined. But yeah, we've been doing this one for over 3 years now and have very few people, tuning in. I don't know why, but that's the case. But yeah, we don't give up here at the lunch show. All right, here's that good news. Oh, subscribe and, do all that stuff that helps the show. All right, this one from today.com. I guess isn't that a show on NBC or CBS or one of those networks? Tennessee governor announces intent to rename Nashville Airport after Dolly Parton. Awesome. Dolly's awesome. Everybody loves Dolly. She had great boobs, as a kid, that's all I cared about. I didn't know. I guess I knew she was a singer, but more importantly, she was the woman that owned the greatest set of boobs in the world, and that was a lot when you're a kid. So yeah. We will always remember her for various reasons, but we're going to call that the episode. Hope you have a good weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving. It's really stupid. Really stupid. Actually, drinking heavily all the time is stupid. That'll kill you. Like, I think over 400,000 Americans die from liver failure every year. That's insane. But that's just liver failure. How about cancer and all the other problems it causes? Barroom brawls where you get in fights and everyone's drunker than crap and, stabbing each other. And it's just ugly. Shootings and, well, yeah, just don't drink and drive. That way you don't harm anybody else. If you want to go home and punch walls and break your knuckles and bones, whatever, that's fine. Just don't harm anybody else by drinking and driving. All right. You all have a good one. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.